It's time for the West End to play another round of Jerk the Merc. For many years now, North Shore Mining in Silver Bay has offered to collect and properly dispose of mercury-containing devices and waste electronics. This year, you can drop off your devices, bulbs, and electronics at John's Sanitary Service, 15 Golf Course Road in Silver Bay, on Tuesday, June 11th, between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Mercury-containing devices include fluorescent bulbs, tilt switches, mercury thermometers, gas appliance safety shutoffs, and, of course, any elemental mercury that you might have lying around from that old chemistry set. Waste electronics include circuit boards, computers, printers, stereos, but no speakers, please, cell phones, computer monitors, TVs, and microwaves. The service is free and open to all individuals, households, small businesses, and nonprofits. However, TVs, monitors, and microwaves are limited to just two of each per household or business. My hat is off to North Shore Mining for their annual commitment to keeping our environment free of toxic chemicals. Once again, the drop-off is John's Sanitary Service in Silver Bay on Tuesday, June 11th, between 9 and 2. Call Jenny at 226-6231 for more information, or as always, you can contact WTIP for full information. I'm glad to hear that the Cook County Board of Commissioners is moving toward hiring a county administrator. The joke I've been making is that the county already has a county administrator, and it's a combination of Janet Simonen and Auditor Brady Powers. As with all good jokes, there's an element of truth in it, as Janet and Brady often go above and beyond the call of duty to help the county run more efficiently. Janet's pending retirement is the perfect time to bring on a professional administrator. Few people remember that Cook County briefly had a county administrator back in the 80s, and it was an overall positive experience. Since then, though, running a county has become exponentially more complex, and the days when commissioners could act as their own administrator are past. I hope the commissioners will hire a well-qualified and experienced administrator, because a good county administrator will save and earn far more money than the cost of their salary. As a side benefit, it will make the job of being a county commissioner slightly less impossible and may cause a larger pool of candidates to consider running for office. This is always a good thing in a representative democratic system. One of my favorite news organizations is an online magazine called MinPost. Published by former Minneapolis Tribune publisher Joel Kramer, it employs some of Minnesota's best journalists, writing about state politics, arts and culture, education, healthcare, and more. Right now, I recommend a very interesting piece headlined "The Next New Economy" by Jessica Conrad, who's described in her bio as a content manager for another web publication. Conrad paints a compelling picture of a future that she refers to as the sharing economy. She supports her prediction by describing a handful of businesses that are already successful in helping people share resources, like the popular Nice Ride bike sharing program in Minneapolis. She also mentions Zipcar, which is a fast-growing car sharing company, and Netflix, which started as a DVD sharing service but is now a streaming movie and TV service. There is a long list of sharing-based companies that entrepreneurs are starting, using the relatively new tools of smartphones and social networks. One that caught my eye is Sophia, which is an education sharing service. I find this interesting in light of the soon-to-arrive broadband service here in Cook County. If I were a young entrepreneur who wanted to live in the most beautiful part of the state, I'd be thinking about what sorts of services might spring up here once broadband and 4G phone service are widely available. I'd love to think up the next big thing myself, but I can never think of a great business idea until right after someone else tells me about it. As soon as the idea is out of their mouth, I think to myself, I could have thought of that. I have thought about having a fleet of canoes that people could rent for BWCA Wilderness canoe trips, but it turns out that someone else thought of that one a long time ago. All joking aside, Jessica Conrad points out in her MinnPost article that Forbes magazine estimates that people will earn $3.5 billion in the sharing economy this year, with a growth rate over last year of more than 25%. She goes on to note that in a world where the population is expected to reach 9 billion by mid-century, and the supply of natural resources is dwindling, it seems obvious that we'll all have to own less, share more, and find ways to cut the huge amount of wastes that we now produce. As recently as a few years ago, it was no news to see a moose on the Sawbill Trail. Now, it's become a rare treat. I saw a 2-year-old bull on my way to town this week, right by the Honeymoon Trail intersection. Not only was he a cute guy with tiny nubs of antler smaller than his ears, but he also had the classic woebegone look of an adolescent who has recently been rejected by his previously loving mother. His expression said, as plainly as if he was talking, "I'm lonely, my feelings are hurt, and now there's a big pickup truck looking at me, and I don't know what to do." He finally ambled off down the Honeymoon Trail, where I'm sure that the school of hard knocks will soon turn him into a confident and sturdy adult moose. For WTIP, this is Bill Hansen with the West End News.